No, sir. The response just basically outlines what has happened to date in relation to the service. And the one thing that was missing out of the response is that while we did meet with the Care Doc and Now Doc last Friday in relation to the service, there was actually no consultation with any service user in relation to these changes that are taking place. I mean, I think that's actually outrageous, that the health services would envisage such a major change that changes the whole structure and functioning of this GP out-of-hour service, who the GPs have a contract to provide an out-of-hour service to their clients in a certain way, and they actually don't bother to consult with those clients in relation to it. I think this service has to be maintained as it currently is. Well, you say, and on the figures, on the call-out figures, basically, if you look at the numbers, maybe it doesn't justify. But what value are we going to put on the fact that one person could be saved in relation to this? You know, I've never had an accident driving my car, but that doesn't mean that I stop wearing my seatbelt. You know, you have to provide the service and you have to provide security for the community as well. And this has to be figured into the consultation process that's taken place.
Thank you,
sad to say that it certainly is lacking from the consultation so far. I think the service has to be maintained and the confidence of the public in Donegal has to be maintained as well.
What shocked me, and I'm sure my colleagues as well, that last Friday this was almost presented to us as a fait accompli. And there was very little consultation with it, as I said, first of all, with the users and for public representatives such as ourselves and for others, even members of the Health Forum. And there are 5 Donegal members in that. They were not aware of the changes that have been proposed either. And would the minister not agree that, you know, the delivery of a health service affects and concerns everyone and that should have far more consultation? And I'm sure I'd like to get the minister's view that there is a reduction, there's going to be a serious reduction in the level and the quality of service if they do go ahead with this particular one. And Deputy Doherty has already said that a Now Doc has saved lives. And we know, Deputy Doherty, that unfortunately people from our own area passed away on the way to Letterkenny. And it did happen as well. So all these things had to be taken into consideration. And I know that the Minister said that discussions and negotiations are continuing, but I would hope that the views of the people here, the people we met last Monday night, the people in general, and particularly the GPs, would not be overlooked when the final decision is arrived at.
Thank you, Deputy. Thank you, Deputy. Deputy Pearce Doherty, Deputy Old Minister.
Minister, I'm long around now to know when you're in an exercise which is a tick the box. And in my view, with no disrespect to the individuals who were present at that meeting, that meeting was a tick-the-box exercise. The reason the meeting happened is because myself and others and Deputy Pringle were raising the concerns, and the public were raising the concerns in the media for a number of weeks in relation to Now Doc. We had a structured, normal quarterly meeting with the HSE, which this item was on the agenda, and then we were told that this was part of the consultation. Do you know, Minister, that in 2011, Now Doc made the very same proposal to the HSE. The HSE pointed a 3-person panel to review the safety of the proposal, and the 3-person panel rejected the proposal on safety grounds. When I got a letter from the HSE saying that when the GPs put forward agree their proposal with CareDoc, it would be independently assessed on a health basis, and I asked that of the acting HSE manager. I said, who's going to do that? And I was told that this is part, the meeting on Friday with us, the TDs and councillors, was part of that independent assessment. How the hell am I, as a public representative, able to assess the safety of reducing the Now Doc service down from 3 doctors to 2 doctors?
Thank you, Deputy.
The 2 things I would ask you to do. One is, first of all, clarify, is the HSE providing any funds to fund GP cover out of hours anywhere in the country? And the second thing I would ask you to do is to ensure that an independent safety audit is done in relation to the proposals by Now Doc outside of the GPs, the clinical leads, the Care Doc and the HSE that are involved in that tri-party discussion since February.
Thank you, Deputy. Minister, you have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks. Just a couple of points. First of all, I do hear the Deputy's concerns and acknowledge their desire for further consultation. I understand that there is always anxiety when there's any change to health services, even if those changes are for the better or result in a higher quality service. The HSE does provide funding for out-of-hour services and does so all over the country, in fact. And I am familiar with NowDoc. Deputy Doherty is eating into my time, so I might be able to answer all the questions they asked. But I am obviously familiar with the NowDoc service. I spent an evening doing it when I did my undergraduate GP training at Carndonagh a long time ago now. And it is a very good service. I think it's also important to bear in mind that GPs are a scarce resource and their time needs to be used efficiently. And it doesn't make sense to have a GP up all night seeing one patient or two patients when the next day then there is nobody to see the 12 or 15 patients who would have been seen had that GP been rostered during the day instead. And also it's particularly difficult to get actual qualified GPs, vocationally trained GPs, to cover the red-eye shift. And what happens instead all over the country is people who are not fully qualified GPs, who are other types of doctor, fill in at night time. And that actually is a quality issue as well, and that needs to be borne in mind. It's better to have one or two properly qualified GPs providing a service than to have three who are not actually GPs but are doctors without a general practitioner's qualification, and that is a quality issue that needs to be borne in mind. Of course, this is ultimately a local matter and has to be resolved by agreement of KDOC, the GPs in Donegal and the HSE locally. It's not a decision that is subject to ministerial approval, sign-off or veto.
Thank you, Minister.